Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about timing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the preparation in spring for putting your home on the market or your investment property, of course, Bob. And in that process, you've got to get some lead time. You're going to probably need some money. You're going to need some resources. And your goal in residential, I should say, is to hit the market before the majority of inventory is on the market. And that is August. July, August is when the peak inventory, the most competition will be in the market for you as a seller. So you want to beat that time frame. Get on there before they do.
Well, timing is everything. And I got to tell you, interest rates, from my standpoint, are very critical. And things are moving a bit. And now is a great time to try to lock down something before any more change occurs. With a change in interest rate is a change in your purchasing capacity and the change in your available cash flow from any given property.
Now, it won't be crazy. We don't want to ripple a panic through the system or anything. But it will be, especially on the investment side, Bob, it will make a difference on people's choices pretty quickly, won't it?
Yes, it will. And I don't like to see that, but it's happening, so here we go.
Yeah, it's hopefully just a correction market in a moment in time. We're all crossing our fingers and toes. To get ready to put your home on the market, you want to do your homework early in regards to your next step. So if you're leaving this house, where will you be landing and how does that look? Your end game gives you incentive to do it better as a seller and get prepared with the property physically, because it's hard to work on a property that you're about to leave. You put the carpet in you've always wanted, you clean it out like you've never done before, and then you sell it to someone else. But there's a reason for that, and that's your end game. So having a really good vision of where you want to land makes a lot of sense.
That is so critical from an investor standpoint. Know what it's going to look like when it grows up. Now, yes, I understand as you are in a particular investment position, your end game is maybe difficult to identify because you may have 20 years to go in your anticipated investment cycle. And typically we think in terms of five-year cycles as far as your ownership period is concerned. That assumes that there's a reasonable amount of appreciation and over a five-year period of time, your equity is growing rather substantially. And you ask yourself at that fifth year, if I had this much equity, what would I do with it? And if it's by the property that I'm in, you're well placed. If it's not, guess what?
If it's not, call Bob. You need to set a plan. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.